Since this is about hypnotic fantasy, I'd like you to begin by imagining the fantasy of being hypnotized. You're sitting in a firm but comfortable seat, and you see a pocket watch swinging before your eyes. You are being hypnotized at a party by someone who you initially thought had a rather risque reputation, but he's hypnotized you several times now, and it has always been an enjoyable experience that you'd like to repeat again and again. And now he's building a gallery of statues. As your eyes lock on the watch swinging back and forth in the air in front of you, it's easy to think about how ready you are to slip into a deep trance now, whenever you see the watch or hear this hypnotist's voice. You think about how very soon you will be one of his deeply hypnotized statues, posed motionless in the center of the room, comfortably stable in your fixed position, and unable to move until you are released. As you watch the watch and think about the words, or let your mind drift off while your body attends, your eyelids will sink softly, gently closed, and before you know it, you will be deeply and completely hypnotized. Your mind won't mind as your body does the bidding of the hypnotist who harnessed your attention, as you deliciously enjoy the pleasure of sinking deeper and deeper into trance. And then you blink and open your eyes and focus on the watch again, knowing you are ready to be hypnotized now. You hear his voice telling you to listen, take a deep breath, and relax. Good. And the delicious pleasure of deep trance now spreads through your whole body as you listen, take a deep breath, and relax. That's right. Your eyelids sink down, even imagining the watch in your mind's eye, and with each swing, those eyes just droop and drop deeper and deeper, heavier and sleepier, as even the thought of trying to lift those heavy, tired eyelids makes them drift into a deep trance now. And you just listen, take a deep breath, and relax. Yes. And with a final swing that drops the lids, drops your eyes, now completely closed, you can feel them locking into place, stuck tight, latched and tied and glued shut, stuck so tightly that even if you wanted to try to open them, no matter how hard you try to open them, they just stick even tighter now, tighter and tighter closed in deep trance now. Now, with your unbelievably heavy eyelids closed so tightly, stuck so completely, I want you to try to open your eyes and find that they are locked so firmly closed that the more you try, the tighter stuck they become. That's right. Keep trying to open them and find that you cannot move your eyelids even the tiniest bit. They are rigid, immobile, solid, and unmoving, frozen in place, no matter how hard you try to move them. Try harder now. Good. You can stop trying now and sink even deeper into deep trance now. Very good. It feels so good to go deeper, and you might have noticed the particular way that sensation of being unable to move reminds you of how deeply hypnotized you are. And that sends you even deeper. And you can enjoy that pleasure even more now. And as you enjoy the pleasure of being frozen in deep trance now, your mind may drift to the image of hypnotic immobility, the appearance of a body locked into place by hypnotic commands, stable and unmoving. That sight always makes you think of deep, deep hypnosis, and you love to imagine what it must feel like to be that statue, effortlessly poised and posed, where every eye that passes over you reminds you of the pleasure of deep trance now. And as your conscious mind enjoys and embellishes that image of mesmerized immobility, your body can begin to notice the way that standing this way or that way can help you experience that pleasure for longer and longer now. That's right. And even if you don't notice that you're noticing the pleasure of finding firm figures, solid stances, easy ways to freeze for longer and longer moments, until you unfreeze again in everyday life, you may still remember that the thought of being a statue fills you with the desire to be hypnotized, inanimate, motionless, and calm. And you can remember the relaxing feeling of concrete spreading through your body now, bringing you even deeper as the concrete spreads and settles and sets, slowly hardening into a solid statue in a beautiful pose that you can keep in delicious silence as the world drifts by, and you might forget to notice how long the statue stays strong and still, silent and static, posing in perfect pleasure now for me. And just like the heavy, solid concrete that's filling your body now, reminding you how very deeply hypnotized you are, you can enjoy the pleasure of solidifying into a statue whenever you hear me say the word statue, striking a beautiful pose that your body knows is solid and stable and stays for a long, meaningful expanse of moments of pleasure in being a statue for me now. And your deep trance now becomes even heavier, deeper, more solid and immovable whenever you think about your attractive stillness being seen, appreciated, enjoyed for the handsome statue that you are. That's right. It's such a deep pleasure to be a statue now. And even deeper. And in a while, sometime later, after you awaken from this blissful stillness, you're going to find that the pleasure of being a statue stays in your body, and sometime over the next day, when your body notices a perfect pose and you know it's safe to enjoy that spreading stillness again, you will once again become a statue and explore that pleasure for only as long as it is safe and comfortable for you to remain still, stuck, frozen in place. Just once over the next day, you will safely become a statue again and freeze. And enjoy the pleasure of being a statue for a long, long moment. Until when it is time to move, you'll feel a tap in the middle of your forehead, breaking you out of the immobility and trance, letting you unfreeze, suddenly move again when you feel the tap in the middle of your forehead. And in a moment now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5, and when I begin counting, you will feel that tap. You will break free from your stillness and begin to awaken. With each number that I count, you will wake up a little more from your trance, until at 5, you will be wide awake and feeling refreshed and alert. Now, 1 and tap! With a crumbling sensation, your body shakes itself loose from its immobility, and 2, starting to move your body a little all over. 3, yawning and stretching. 4, eyes fluttering open. And 5, wide awake.